Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. We've heard all the rumors, but Fight Island is finally here. This weekend's UFC 251 is set to be the best yet, with big names stepping into the octagon all throughout the night. It's an event you don't want to miss. No better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, DraftKings is offering all new users a special odds boost on this weekend's headline fight. You bet $20 to win $100 on either fighter. And this week's full of action. You got golf to European soccer, all the way to Abu Dhabi for Fight Island. And DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. What you need to do, though, is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, new users can get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight this Saturday. Bet $20 and win $100. That's right. No matter if you pick Usman or Masvidal, your odds will be boosted $20 to win $100. So head to DraftKings Sportsbook now. Sign up with code KSN. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante. He is Greg Pickle. How you doing, Mr. Greg?
Jim, I am glad to be with you as always. We are getting ever closer to maybe starting the college football season, and I am eager to see what happens next.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. But I'll tell you what, we do talk Penn State football the vast majority of the time. A couple weeks back, Dustin and I did a segment where we talked about James Franklin, C.J. Thorpe and their reaction to the Black Lives Matter movement. And we got some blowback for that, saying stick to football. Well, I apologize to those who feel that way, but we had some news this week that I thought was important for us to address, Greg. And for those who are not aware of it, I'm sure most of you are, Penn State's basketball coach, Pat Chambers, is in the news for all the wrong reasons. Rasir Bolton, who transferred from Penn State after the 2018-19 season, he went public this week with an issue calling remarks made to him by Pat Chambers racially insensitive. And I want to give the quote as closely as possible and then get you to respond, Greg. Apparently, Chambers, he wanted to alleviate some of the pressure that he felt that Bolton was feeling. And this is the quote, apparently, what he said to Bolton. "I want to be a stress reliever for you. You could talk to me about anything. I need to get some of the pressure off you. I want to loosen the noose that's around your neck." What's your reaction to this, Greg?
Well, obviously, Jim, as we saw with the statement that Pat put out and with Sandy put out, it's an extremely regrettable and baffling choice of words and a phrase that I know Pat wishes he could have back. And, you know, we saw some players come out and suggest that maybe, you know, on both sides of this story, right? So there were players who came out like Lamar Stevens and said they haven't had any interaction similar to this one with Pat at all. I think Jamari Wheeler came out and said the same thing. And then some other guys, had more of a experience like Rasir Bolton, Josh Reeves being one of them that came out and discussed this. So, obviously all the way around, any way you look at it, there's a couple of things that jump out here. Number one, Pat Chambers will have a lot of work to do to rebuild trust with some members of his program, past, present, and perhaps even future. You know, as far as I know, as we recorded this Tuesday, July 7, I haven't seen any recruiting decommitments, Jim. Now, I know Penn State isn't exactly loaded up on commitments for the future, but I've yet to see any of those in regards to this situation, but I'm sure there's some people that are extremely disappointed, and with good reason, in what Pat said and what came out and how the athletic department kind of dealt with it. You know, there's some pretty strong accusations from the Bolton side of things. And, you know, Sandy Barber has come out now and said that they're going to have a couple of new things in place to try and deal with these issues better in the future, which I think is a good thing, but probably not something that you should have to wait until a story like the one that came out in the Undefeated comes out to put into place. So learning experience for everyone, no question about it. Obviously, you know, again, Pat's going to have a lot of work to do to rebuild some trust with people and you know, prove that he has used this as a regrettable opportunity to learn a lot about a number of different things and move forward and try and be better. No one's perfect, but this is one of those things where even if that's so, I don't know how much it really applies. So yeah, pretty incredible to see. We now know why Bolton, of course, got the immediate transfer waiver to play elsewhere. And we'll see what, if anything, comes after this. You know, I thought Sandy Barber, without saying it, implied that, you know, Pat was not going to lose his job over this. But if the ramifications, you know, the fallout continues, perhaps that will be on the table. I think we both agree, Jim, that that's unlikely at this point. But and if I think, you know, if the last handful of months have taught us anything on a number of fronts, just about anything's possible.
And a lot of those decisions are often made based on the media backlash to things. I think what's tough for Pat Chambers in this situation is this has become a national story. Just in the last 24 hours, I've seen an article about it in the New York Post, another article about it in The Athletic, and Pat does not come out of those articles looking good. But I want to present this in a little different way. And we're now in a public forum having this conversation, Greg. And you and I, we have to be careful with the words we choose. It's just the unfortunate nature of the way things are right now. And when Pat Chambers said this, and I'll be honest, I'm much closer as an old white guy to Pat Chambers and can relate to what he says. So when he made this comment, I agree, unfortunate wording, but I could also look at it and say, I certainly don't think he meant anything close to racist when saying this. Now, with that said, you know, I could relate very easily to an older white guy, Pat Chambers, because that's what I am. What I'm not able to do is relate to a young black man. I've not been in those shoes, so it's hard for me to relate to his reaction. But, you know, my question would be is, I could understand Rashear Bolton not liking the comment, not liking the wording, but could this have been resolved by him just saying, hey, coach, I understand you're trying to help me out here, but that's not the right word to use. You need to understand what that means to me and to the black community. And if that were to happen, do you think Pat Chambers would ever use that term again, or do you think he would have said, hey, thanks, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way, but I appreciate you giving me the heads up that that's not a right word to use?
Yeah, and it seems like that may have happened, Jim, and I don't want to attribute anything to the wrong person, so I'm just going to say one of the former players who spoke out in support of Pat Chambers on Twitter Monday afternoon, so it would have been Monday, June 6th, had said that he apologized right away, and then he went and apologized in a team meeting the next day. So, I mean, I think that may have happened, and, you know, I guess what is more, you know, will Pat learn from this? I'm sure he will. I mean, obviously, it'd be almost impossible not to. But will Penn State, I guess, the more overarching point to me is, will Penn State actually follow through on these things Sandy Barber talked about? And will it become easier for athletes of any race, any ethnicity, any background to report things that they feel uncomfortable about or that they think shouldn't happen or that they feel wronged by? And will there be somebody in their corner advocating for them, even against a coach or whatever it might be. So that's kind of one of the major takeaways for me, is that, you know, actions and words can be two different things at times. And we understand that, the words by Patrick Chambers that he used caused the action of, not just Rasir Bolt and the transfer, but also Penn State to put these new things in place. And now it's important that, again, not only Pat grows from this and uses it as a learning experience, but that Penn State really enforces what Sandy Barber says it's going to, and create this athletic response team for players or anyone who feels the need to bring an issue up that maybe they don't feel comfortable doing within their own program, So we'll see if that ends up working out that way. But all told, this does appear to be one of those stories, Jim, where it's going to be in the news cycle for 3, maybe 4 or 5 days. And then I don't know if we'll hear a ton more about it. Again, if there's some more players that come out one way or the other, that would obviously, extend the story and maybe give us more details. Maybe it won't. Who knows? You never know in these situations. But, if obviously recruiting would start to have major obstacles, that could be tied back to this. So, yes, we'll see. But all told, a story that I guess I just didn't see coming Monday. No question about that. And like I said, it's been a little interesting for me to sit back and watch kind of players weigh in on both sides of this. And some, not necessarily echo, but share the viewpoint and the understanding and the frustrations, I guess you could say, of Rasir Bolton, and then others coming out and saying that, I haven't had any experience like that at all with Pat. So, again, it's a learning moment for everyone. And hopefully it turns into more positives than negatives, not just for Pat Chambers, not just for Penn State Athletics, but for everyone involved in this unfortunate situation moving forward.
The unfortunate thing, I believe, with this is that because it has made, again, national news and it's race related, I believe the unfortunate thing is that Pat Chambers will now have to live with that racist label on him. I believe a lot of people will say, look, he's not racist. He made a mistake in what he said. It was an insensitive choice of words. But the unfortunate thing is people will see the headlines. It's in national news, and it's a race-related issue that caused a black player to transfer. The unfortunate thing is the ongoing reputation is that potential label of racist, which I think is very unfortunate and not necessarily fair to Pat Chambers.
I do think at the same time, though, he said what he said, and that's just the unfortunate reality of when things like that, go public. Yeah, you are going to have, I don't even know if unfortunate reality is the right way to put that, but, it's something, again, like I said earlier, that Pat is going to have a lot of work to do to gain people's trust back, and that is a part of that conversation. So do I have any doubt that Pat Chambers is a guy capable of doing that and people, showing people who he is completely? Yes, I think he can do that, and we'll see how things play out from here, Jim.
Well, hopefully he'll be able to recover from that, and it will create a better relationship between him and his players. Let's hope for that. All right, that's it for quarter number one. Quarter number two, as promised, we'll get back to football.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
UFC 251 is set to be the best yet. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, new users can get a no-brainer odds boost on the headline fight. Bet $20 and win $100. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook now and sign up with code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.